Beginning today, the town of Carbondale and the front desk of the Carbondale PD are open for business from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday until vehicles can cross the new Grand Avenue Bridge. Town Manager Jay Harrington told KDNK that about a third of the town's workforce commutes across the bridge.
And we're trying to minimize those commute times. And also, I think as a public entity, we have an obligation to be part of the solution of removing people from the roads.
The town also has shuttles set up between Glenwood and Carbondale for its staff.
We'll have two vans, which will be parked down at the Glenwood City Hall, and we're trying to coordinate our folks who are coming across where the bridge used to be, they'll be crossing on the footbridge, trying to coordinate our employees meeting there and coming up in two different vans.
Town field operations hours are from 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday. Utilities workers will be on duty all week. Town trash pickup will begin at 6 a.m. And construction hours within city limits are also different.
Contractors can work from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, or till sunset, whatever's later. So it extends, at least in August, it extends some of the construction hours. And then on Saturdays, they can work from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Harrington says that the bridge closure could also add traffic to Highway 133.
We expect 133 to be a major truck route during the construction period. Most of the food deliveries heading up Valley. If they're coming from Grand Junction or Salt Lake City, we're going to see food deliveries and construction materials most likely come over McClure Pass.
If Midland Avenue in Glenwood Springs shuts down for some reason during the bridge closure, Harrington says detour routes could include Carbondale.
If Glenwood gets shut down, traffic is going to be funneled through Carbondale and McClure to get out of the valley. Independence Pass for non-truck traffic will be open until the snow shut it down.
The town of Carbondale is also allowing town employees to camp out for extended periods at the RV park and will make some housing available for those who are on call. The police department has changed scheduling so that officers who live outside the Roaring Fork Valley can commute during non-peak hours.
We're trying to accommodate our employees. You know, the 410s is a temporary switch. You know, we're hoping that allows folks to do business with the town before and after our kind of standard operating hours, and we'll see how the response is.
Last week, RAFTA decided that e-bikes will be allowed on the Rio Grande Trail from Emma to Glenwood Springs, which could take more traffic away from downtown Glenwood. The city's goal is to remove 700 vehicles per hour in the downtown area, especially during peak commute times. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.